Doing a little bit of exercise. It's all good. It's all good. Right. One of the most amazing things that we did this week was we gave the teams the task of actually writing a psalm each. So each team wrote a psalm, and the children all participated in this, and some of them wrote a line, and some of them, they did it together. So on Friday, they were all reading out their psalms to me, and their psalms were just beautiful. So we're just going to read out a selection of their psalms this morning. And these are our prayers today, and I think you'll agree that they're lovely. So who's going to kind of come up first? You coming up, Natalia? You're going to stand with Jo. She's going to hold the microphone for you, and then when you're ready, you're going to read the psalms to us.
Oh God, how good you are. Thank you for your help. Your love is the best love of all. You are so, so good. Our faith will be in you for all time. We know you will be with us wherever we go. We love you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making this lovely world. Thank you for letting us have a holiday club. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for transport so we can move around. We praise you for technology. This has brought us all closer together. Help us to pass your love on to others. Help us to tell others about your love. We praise you for your great love that is never ending.
Thank you, Natalia. And that was a team of 5 and 6-year-olds. It's just amazing what they can do, isn't it? Right, who's next? Jess?
Lord, you're always with me whenever I need you. I will always trust in the Lord. I will never doubt him. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me and other people. You are amazing, even though you had to kill your son to make everyone your friend.
Thank you, Jess. That was lovely. And then Luke. Thank you.
Porpoises keep swimming, even when the waves get big. For we trust in the Lord in everything we do, always and forever. He will guide us through the sea of life and help us on our journey. God is with us through tough and easy. No matter what happens, he will be there.
Okay, thank you. Right, so as you can see, they were really beautiful, and we had 8 of those, and I was almost in tears by the end of it, because they were all their own words, and so some of them are only 5 and 6 and can't actually write necessarily, but they all put these selfie psalms together, so they're all in the display over there. So at the end, if you want to go and read them, then do, because they were really, really beautiful. So I just want to talk just for a few minutes about the psalms. So we were looking at David and Jesus, not particularly focusing on psalms, just in the fact that we wanted the children to do their own. So I thought I was just kind of thinking about the psalms. They're the sort of thing that are always there, aren't they? And if you've been to church a long time, you take them for granted. They're there in the Bible. Obviously, psalms is an easy one to find. It's kind of roughly in the middle of the book, isn't it? So if you open it up middle size, you usually find the psalms, don't you? I just wanted to think a little bit about what the psalms are. So psalms are, they're personal human expressions, aren't they? They are things that, they're poetry that was written a long time ago, around the time of David. They were actually written or collected probably after the Jews came back from exile in Babylon. So it was quite a long time ago. But it was over probably about a period of 600 years they were collected from. So some were David's and some were created at David's time. They're rich in metaphor and imagery. So they're the sort of things that if you're... if you're an artistic person and you appreciate beauty... I'm not a particularly artistic person. I like order, and though you would not believe it for holiday club, would you, that I like sort of order and things. And I wouldn't say that I'm particularly artistic, but some people just really have that gift, don't they? So poetry that's rich in metaphor and imagery. So also, they're a roller coaster of emotions. So we find in some of the Psalms, it's all about praising God and how great he is, and other times my life is really tough and save me, Lord. So they really, really put everybody through that. Also, they are a record of feelings and circumstances, so they help us understand a little bit of the history of the time. So that's something else that they do for us. So I just wanted to concentrate on Psalm 23. So those of us who've been in the church a long, long time, probably Psalm 23 might be the one that everyone remembers, if you're going to remember any of them. In my Sunday school when I was younger, I had to learn Psalm 100, so I'm actually better at Psalm 100 than 23. But it is very familiar to all of us. And if you are new to church or you're young and you're not so familiar with the Bible at the moment, then I say open the book right in the middle and usually find the Psalms. And Psalm 23 is a really beautiful one that David wrote. And it's all about the imagery of being a shepherd and sheep. That kind of thing from his background. It's really from the heart. So we're going to just think about Psalm 23. It was also an expression of complete trust in God. We have been talking very much this week about trust and trusting in God's plan, trusting in his timing, trusting when things are good and when things are bad. And so this psalm really reflects that it's about this every circumstance that we have. So I said it was written about David, and David went from tending sheep himself to being the shepherd of God's people. And at that time, the monarchs were always considered as shepherds of the people. So it was interesting, that kind of imagery across. So, and also, at the beginning of the psalm, so Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. So David is saying at that, because he's already king, he was acknowledging that God is the power behind his throne. So that's something that's useful for us to remember. And then there's that lovely, at the beginning of the psalm, it says, I have everything I need. And I just love that verse. It's one of my favourite verses because it reminds us of how blessed we are, and we need to trust that God has got everything under control, because he does give us everything we need. And if you remember nothing else, then please think about learning a bit of Psalm 23. So then it goes on to talk about rest. Now, I haven't read out Psalm 23 to you, and that's quite deliberate. And we are going to actually sing a song about Psalm 23. But you're welcome to look it up. And there are some Bibles around the side if any of the children want to look it up. So I'm not actually going to go through it. So maybe that will make you think about going back to it as well when you go home. So as well in Psalm 23, it talks about rest. I don't know what version you were brought up with, King James when I was younger, and it's all about coming to rest by fresh green grass and all these sorts of things. And that's very different from actually the time that it was, because shepherds in those times had a very rocky terrain. So there's some rich imagery in there that David's sort of putting into it. But we're talking about rest, and rest is not the restoration of us of needing energy because we're exhausted from work, but is the completeness and wholeness of God's intended life for us. I think that's an amazing thing, isn't it? That is what restoration is in God. It's being complete. It's his completeness and wholeness of the life that he intended for us. So even if we don't quite achieve it, this is what we're working towards. This is what God has promised us. So then later on in the psalm, it talks about in the presence of mine enemies. So it talks about you prepare a banquet for me, or a feast or a table for me where all my enemies can see me. But this isn't about drama. This is about routine of life. And the presence of enemy and our enemies, that's about daily life when our lives are full of stress and troubles and worries and difficulties. So this is the world that we live in, but God provides for us. So this is what it is to be in the presence of our enemies. This is about our normal life. It's not anything exciting, but it's about the reality of our everyday life. So God provides for us, and one thing that he provides for us, which it goes on in this psalm to say, is that God provides us with a community of believers. So God provides this This is what God provides for us, for each other. So we have each other to care for each other, to share friendship and spend time together, socialising as church family, being together, being supportive, to express love and care for each other, to look out for each other when things are going tough, to be there for people. It's also about showing practical help, and it's also about hugs. I love hugs. And do you know, when Jeff is not around and he asks me to go on the door, I just love being on the door. I get 100 hugs in one morning being on the door, as I can welcome people as they come in. So that's important. And we all need some physical expressions of love as well as the words. And everybody needs a hug at some point or other. So then finally, it says at the end of the psalm about being in God's house, and your house will be my home. And they're not talking about a place, but the fact that God's presence is all around us. And when we bring love, care, restoration, and forgiveness, we are dwelling with him. We are in his presence, and God is with us in our joy and our suffering. So being in God's house is being in God's presence. And we can have that because God is with us all the time. That's all that I was going to say to you this morning. It's just a little brief few thoughts about Psalm 23 that maybe when you get home, you just go back to Psalm 23 and read it again and think about what it really means and what it means for you. I say there's some great words about I have everything I need and God being there in everything that we do, and that we can really trust him in every circumstance of life. And it's about being in God's presence, and it's about being part of God's family. God's family here. We are a family here this morning. We come in all shapes and sizes, all kinds of people, and some of us are closer than others, but we are a family and we're here for each other. And that's a really lovely thing. And together, as well as individually, we can trust God for whatever is going on.